Hi, I'm Oki, and welcome to Tell Me About Your Book. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me About Your Book. First, I would love for you to know that the author I'm talking to is in Germany, and he's so cool. He's written a really, really interesting book. His name is Amok Swami, and I want you guys to say hi to him. Hi, how are you today?
Hi. I'm doing really well. Thank you for asking. And how are you guys?
I'm good. Thank you. I don't know. I'm really, really excited to talk to you. Your book sounds amazing, and I'd rather have you tell me all about it versus me just rambling on, honestly. The book is called On My Way to Infinity, A Seeker's Poetic Pilgrimage. That seems like a big task. Can you tell me what your book's about?
Sure. Yes. So this was also my own journey to the infinite expanse within. So I had to travel a lot, and you know, during my time in India, I spent around 4 to 5 months in the Himalayas, spending a lot of time with my master, who's the name is Muji. So okay. I lived with him for around 1.5 months. And post that, I was just roaming around, meeting other sages and agoris. And then I went to a recluse, and I was in seclusion for around 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Yeah, this book is a kind of a translation, probably the best I could, that those experiences I've tried to put in words and in the form of verses.
Wow. Okay, I have so many questions. This is so fascinating. So first, while you were going through this journey, what made you want to put pen to paper? What made you want to write about it?
Well, to be honest, I was not there in the sense something pushed me into it.
Okay, yeah.
So much so that I, as the chapters closed in, the more I saw less of me. The sense of me reduced, and somehow it kind of vanished.
So can you tell me more about what us readers can get from your book besides pure entertainment, of course? But what is it that you want us to get from reading your book?
That's why the subtitle states A Seeker's Poetic Pilgrimage. This is for any seeker who is ready to take a pilgrimage, not physically though, but it has the potency to take you places.
Kind of spiritually, mentally.
Yeah, places not outside, but in the realm within.
Oh, okay.
So, wow. Yeah, those four and a half months in the Himalayas, that pilgrimage was mine. Mm-hmm. I have somehow, if you are willing enough, and if you are immersive, if you want to get immersed enough, then this book will definitely take you there.
Right. And give you like a guidance, but also reading about your journey. Oh, this is so cool.
My journey, I would say it's very little. You can't see my journey as such. You can even, it's all written in the first person. So even when you read the poetry, you read it as I. Mm-hmm. So it's completely, you can
like
feel that.
Absorb it within. Gotcha.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How was your writing process for the book? How was writing everything? Were there any challenges or anything like that?
Writing process itself was a pilgrimage for me. It started in 2020, you know, end of 2020, and I just published early this year. So it took around 2.5-3 years. Well, yeah, like any literary works, a lot of rewriting. But the most fascinating thing was I realized I had to get out of the way for the muse to flow through me.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. But was that challenging at all?
The challenging part I felt was somehow to patiently wait for that muse to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting, you know, sitting, patiently sitting and not giving up that nothing's coming. Yeah, I had to stare at the blank page so much. That was a big, big challenge for me. And sitting there was the challenge, the biggest part. Otherwise, it was completely so much enjoyable, the entire process.
So are you done talking about this pilgrimage with this book? Or are you wanting to work on another book beyond this? Or what are some plans?
Yes, yes, yes. I really feel this is the start. So in this book, the seeker has touched infinity and has tasted the vast expanse.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to take him further in,
my gotcha.
Books. Yeah.
Have you started writing the second one and next one, or do you have a plan as far as where you want to go with that or anything yes. like that?
Yes, yes. I have a rough idea and also I've also penned down around three poems.
Oh,
I think
okay.
I say around because I am sure there'll be a lot of rewriting. So, around three. And roughly the title I'm ruminating on keeping it as my admissions to the Supreme.
That's so interesting. Yeah,
this is the line I'm pushed right now.
Are there any passages in this book that really sticks with you that you really love to talk about as far as like that stands out?
Yes, yes. Initially, the conception of the book was not at all there. It was just free writing, journaling, and probably pouring out to my master. And then it took a form of a poem. And mm-hmm. then a few days later, another poem came. And only then I got the confidence to pull it off as a book. So the second poem that came is very close to my heart. It's called This Space. If it's okay, I'm happy to recite that.
Yes, yes, yeah? I would love it. Yes, absolutely.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much.
This is exciting.
This Space is the title, and it goes like this. I am in this space, a space that feels so distant from the rights and the wrongs. Here, words like yes and no, true and false, appear way too extreme. Moral and amoral have lost its meaning, resulting in profound tranquility. Virtues, vices, and their constant battle seems like a painful past that I have made peace with. This space makes me feel light, flowing or floating, hard to articulate. There is this sensation of a bliss bomb imploding, and I see myself fading into this vast expanse. The line between the pain of losing myself and the joy of diffusing into this space is waning. Slowly disappearing, I witness how impossible it is to identify with anything at all. It is so hard to point at something and call it, this is I.
Ah, thank you. I mean, standing ovation for that, definitely.
Thank you so much.
I love that your peaceful joy is very contagious, and just talking to you, it gives some sort of serenity and peacefulness, and your book is already so numbingly beautiful. I think it's great. This is amazing, Amog.
Thank you.
What else can you tell me about you as an author? Thank you for that, by the way. That poem was brilliant, was great.
Recently, my interest has also turned towards this traditional Japanese poetry called haiku.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been fascinated
fascinated
by the constraints it provides. And sometimes it's for creatives, its constraints are really beautiful. You know, it streamlines you and lets the thought flow through you mm-hmm. very quickly and smoothly. So through this haiku, I've also in my Instagram profile, you can find a lot of these haikus. I also collaborate with some photographers and abstract artists. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a musician. So I also try putting a music for that and somehow bringing a 10-second or 7 to 10-second reels. Uh-huh. And writing mostly about peace and how the mind works, how we perceive the world. So mostly on these, I try writing haikus. So this has been my recent journey, and a lot of them already are asking me, when are you going to make this a book as well, haiku book? So that's what right now I'm focused on, my admissions to the Supreme. While I'm from the last 2 weeks, I've tried to give one haiku a day.
Oh, okay.
So, but I don't know when that will fade out. But right now, yeah, the main focus is the book in series with On My Way to Infinity.
That's so cool. Congratulations again. I don't know much about haikus, but I feel like anything you write, Amok, that I'm sold. I'm fascinated. How has it been since you published your book?
Oh my God. I think the world has overwhelmingly, surprised me, and it feels such a blessing. I just self-published and I had no clue. I just wanted to put the work out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just 2 or 3 days, the book was number one in hot new releases. And even that itself was so much for me. And then a week passed and yeah, it got number one bestseller in USA, in UK, in Australia, in India, in several categories, in spiritual healing category, in poetry anthology category, in inspirational, religious and inspirational poetry category, self-transformation category. I have no idea. And I think till now, 3 or 4 times it has come and gone, number one. And
that's
so fascinating. That's so fascinating. The world has blown me away with its kindness.
I feel like you found your spot. Like you found your place among all of us. So this is your duty to give us the words that you wrote. This is so fascinating. I know I keep saying the same word, but I'm in awe of what you've done, and your positivity and joy is so great.
In fact, Rupi, I feel it's completely my master's work, because it's so hard, because I'm getting the accolades, and I see this is actually painful to see my name, on the book.
No, don't say that. No, I believe the author. Through all the edits, through all the hard work, you guys deserve all the credit too. Like I. No, don't say that.
Whenever some poem came, and I also believe that I was the first reader of some muse talking or my master himself talking. As soon as I read it, I was like, there was some bomb that exploded. Right,
like you were the channel that opened people's eyes and the light. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It felt so strongly. It feels so strongly even now when I write.
And amazing. I hope that keeps going with your next books, meaning like more than the next one beyond this, because I feel like you can cultivate so much more. Any feedback from a lot of your readers that surprise you or anything like that?
It's just overwhelming feedback. That's what, it's so hard that if I relate my own history and my own personality, and when people strangers all over the world, especially it's doing so well in Australia and USA, and in India it's surprisingly not so. Of course it hit only once number one in poetry section, but in USA I think every 3 or 4 weeks it's making number one in new sections. And the feedback also, whenever I see those feedbacks, it feels they're not telling. I really can't take those feedbacks because they're so high, and I feel, what good fortune.
Honestly, we usually only record audio, you guys, but we do a video recording that I just kind of keep in my arsenal. But if only you guys could see the positivity and joy that's coming from Amok, that I makes me want to do some sort of YouTube series or something. Have you thought more about what to do with this journey beyond books? Like, have you thought more about like YouTube series or a podcast or anything like that? Or do you want to stick with as an author?
there are these Instagram interviews of mine in shared in my Instagram profile.
Oh, and that's cool.
I would also somehow, at some time, whenever I get some spare time, I would like to put them on YouTube. People also, some of the interviewers also have made shorts and reels out of those.
Ah, gotcha.
That has given me an idea. Okay,
to do a little bit here and there, right?
Yeah, because in some of those interviews, I'm also a meditation teacher.
Ah, okay.
So I also guide the viewers and the interviewers in a meditative journey in those snippets. That's what I feel people are asking more of that. So I don't know. Currently, it's very rough. You know, there's no plan as such, because my master keeps saying, have no future and be eternally present and happy. So somehow I find
that.
Joy, so much joy in the here and now.
I love that you said, or you mentioned, be eternally present. And because I was just thinking the other day that, you know, wake up, go to work, come home, wake up, go to work, come home. And I'm not developing friendships and relationships. You know, I'm lucky that people in my life, but I'm not taking advantage of spending time with them and things like that. But so being eternally present, that's a beautiful way to say things. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
So as much as I want to keep talking about your work, we do have to kind of start dwindling down an episode. But so, Amok, where can we get your book?
It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a lot of in eBay as well. I was shocked to see some third party sellers have bought the books on eBay and selling it on eBay. So a lot of platforms. And also, I've heard from some friends in USA that they've also seen them in the, you know, bookshelves in airport.
Ah, nice.
And in some bookstores of Barnes & Noble. Because since I self-published and in Amazon, I had no clue that they would also checked the extended distribution, but I didn't know that it would go so far and wide.
Right.
Really,
well,
happy.
You have to snatch all that up to make sure you get all the credit and get all, I don't know, all this popularity in check, because people will take advantage, and I would hate that. So, but anyway, but thank you, Amok, for coming by today and talking to me about something that is so much needed in the world. We all need to find like an inner peace and be kind to each other. Any last minute thing you want to say before we go today?
Thank you for everybody, for you, okay, so much for this platform and inviting me. And if you guys have any questions, if you guys want to just say hi, you can just write hi to me in Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
The handle is amoghswamy22@gmail.com. And if anybody is living in and around Hamburg, please come visit my home. You're welcome. We can have some chat, and, you know, any questions you have, we can.
Some great conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
Over tea and food and beer,
sure,
and everything else.
Sure.
Well, thank you again. I am really humbled by all this work. And, you know, I get to talk to a lot of authors, and I'm always fascinated by their passion, their work, and this is definitely coming through all the way here to Texas from Germany. So I hope you come back to talk to me again when you get your next book out, or any work that you do, because this joy is contagious. Thank you so much, Amok.
Thank you. Thank you, Oki. Thank you for doing this, and thank you for creating this platform for the first time authors like me and a lot of other authors. So cool. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye. I'll talk to you next time.
Sure.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Me About Your Book. Please continue to support indie authors and indie bookstores. And if you would love to support Tell Me About Your Book podcast, you can certainly do so by going to buymeacoffee.com/tellmepodcast. For a price of a coffee, you can support monthly for just $5. There's other tiers too in the memberships, and you can look at all the info about it, and I would certainly, certainly appreciate it. And of course, there's the other podcast, Books, Cats, and Snacks, where Katty and I talk all things book and about her cats too. See you then.